Welcome to Lockdown Trivia, the Unlock Your Brain podcast quiz show. My name is Dalton McGee, and I'll be your host as we choose four expert categories of our players and explore them together as we try to unlock this trivia game one key at a time. This week's episode features Jeremy Goodson from West Chicago, Illinois. His expert categories are Star Wars fantasy football, video games, pop punk from 1995 to 2005, and MMORPGs. Sign up for your own episode of Lockdown Trivia following the link in the description of each and every episode. You can play by yourself or bring a friend for a competitive or cooperative game. Now let's get started.
I've been thinking a lot about this.
Where will you start?
Well, since you said that I'm probably going to get it, I'm going to start with the MMORPG acronyms. Let's see how this goes.
All right. Everybody that's never played a video game can skip forward. Here is the shortest clues I have ever given in Lockdown Trivia. I'm going to give you just the letters that are the acronym of a game. You tell me what game I'm talking about. And all of them are MMORPGs. Here is your unlocked clue. W-O-W.
Wow. I'm not sure what that... No, you're right. That is actually not the one I'm logged into right now, but I will take the World of Warcraft right off the table there as I have played on and off since it launched. Usually come back around the expansion launches, then I play it for a bit, get burned out, and kind of move back to my main game.
After almost two seasons, you have a key.
I do. I'm excited. I've actually been like, since I heard you guys on on Skillabrew talking about your podcast, I'm like, I got to check that out. And then I did. And it was like, this has become one of my favorites to listen to.
Thank you.
Anyway, let me move on. Let's stay in this category for now.
Your one key clue in MMORPG acronyms is this: ESO.
ESO, I have played a bit of. In fact, fun little story, I used to do press, like write for a couple small sites for different gaming stuff, and I got to play an early preview of the Elder Scrolls Online about a year before it came out, and it was really cool.
Elder Scrolls Online is correct for ESO, and you have two keys now. Will you continue in the category or do something chaotic and jump somewhere else?
I think I am going to do something chaotic because I am curious. Like I said, this might be where I fall on my own petard. I want to try the two-key pop punk.
Ooh, it's a good test to see like what it has in store, a litmus test here. The middle-of-the-road difficulty question in pop punk, your two-key question is this. All killer, no filler was straight pop punk. But what band leaned hard into metal riffs and does this look infected and beyond, making them stand out in that genre?
Really, really, really good band to see live if you ever get a chance. And I believe they were just put in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, if I recall. That's Sum 41.
Sum 41 is correct. That was news to me. I did not know they were in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And now you know the middle difficulty question in pop punk. You have three keys, and you've already made one chaotic choice. What will you do next?
I'm going to make another chaotic choice. Let's jump to video games.
Video games for three keys. Questions about the games of the year. Here's your three key question. What 2021 game of the year shares its name with a song sung by Link Larkin in the musical Hairspray?
Ooh. Okay, this is definitely a jump up in difficulty. Obviously, we had Elden Ring a couple years ago, but that's not 2021. I am not pulling anything. What would make sense in the musical Hairspray? I think this is where I'm going to lose my first key. 2021 game of the year. I think Hades was 2020. What won the year after? Ooh, maybe. Was this 2021? It's probably wrong. I'm going to take a guess and say It Takes Two.
It Takes Two, baby. It Takes Two. That is correct.
Holy crap. Okay. I knew it was around that time, but I'm like, I know that's a different song too. So I'm like, that's probably not from the musical.
It Takes Two is absolutely correct. And you now have enough keys to do anything you want, Jeremy. Four keys in your pocket. What do you want to do with them?
See, this is where I think I need to, where's something? I'm scared of some of this stuff. I really am, because it can go anywhere. But let's stick with video games. It is a pretty good expert category for me. I still don't know how I pulled the other one out of my ass, other than I know it was a song. So,
the four key question in video games is this. What most recent Game of the Year winner includes the name of the Jetsons family dog in its title?
Fortunately, I did watch, my son and I have been watching the Gaming Awards. Sometimes we make it to the end, sometimes we don't. I end up reading stuff after, but the recent one is always going to be the easiest one to remember for me. So that would be Astrobot.
Astrobot is correct. You have not missed one yet, but you have choices to make now.
See, that's coming, and the question is, do I risk the pop punk? Do I go back to MMORPGs, which I used to write about? You know, I could still screw it up, but I you know, that's why it's an expert category. Not only do I play them, I used to write about them. I actually used to have a podcast about them years ago. It doesn't exist anymore because I never kept the upkeep on the feed, but you know what? This is going to suck, but this might be where I lose my first key here. Let's go to Star Wars fantasy football names. And when you put FF names, by the way, on your list, I thought it was Star Wars and Final Fantasy names, like some kind of like crossover.
Which is why I explain it. Guys, Jeremy and I are in a fantasy football league together. As of recording, it hasn't started yet. As of airing, I hope I'm beating his ass. But in any case, this is a round where I'm going to give a Star Wars associated clue and some other information regarding it. He's going to try to come up with the punny fantasy football name of his team for this clue. And he's being a good sport about this, but I think he's going to have fun. The hypothetically hardest clue in this category is this. The Vikings running back, nicknamed the Scrambler, delivers the iconic line, "You may fire when ready, but only survives one movie."
You may fire when ready. Well, it's Grand Moff Tarkin. I got the "you may fire when ready." So where do I go with Tarkin? Maybe. Oh, if this is it, I'm going to love it. Is this Grand Moff Tarkinton?
Fran Tarkinton is the Scrambler. Grand Moff Tarkinton is correct, Jeremy. Well done.
Thank you. Luckily, it's a Bears rival, so I had some kind of into that. Like, there could be some middle-of-the-road stuff that actually might be harder than that on this for me on this
one. Well, that is the hypothetically hardest of the category, so that may bode well for your future endeavors in the category. But, again, plenty of keys. Do what you want.
Well, let's do the pop punk. Let's get that one out of the way for four keys.
All right, the four-key pop punk question is this. What band's breakthrough was heavily fueled by a side project prank called International Superheroes of Hardcore, where the band would dress up in costumes and play satirical hardcore punk songs about mundane things?
God, I've heard this before. I think I know I've heard this before, and I have not seen the International whatever you just said live, but I have seen their main band about six times, and I think that might be Newfound Glory.
Newfound Glory is correct, Jeremy. You got it. And you survived another four-key question.
Well, watch me lose it here. Let's try MMORPG acronyms.
All right. I'm going to give you letters. You tell me the game. STO.
Oh, okay. That wasn't as worrying as I thought it was going to be. I have played this. In fact, I have a lifetime sub, but I never play it because they offered it at launch. Star Trek Online.
I can't believe you have a lifetime subscription, because guess who else does? The host of Lockdown Trivia.
Nice.
And I thought this was one that people just don't play except me.
I have a lifetime to that, and I have a lifetime to Lord of the Rings Online. And I hop into them at least once a year and mess around a little bit and...
We need to run a campaign together in STO. That's what that tells me.
Yeah, let me know. I would love to.
That would be a blast. All four key questions correct. That does bode well. Others have got that, but no one has, you know. So we'll see what happens up to this point. Where do you want to go next?
Let's get the scary one off the board and go Star Wars fantasy football names for three.
All right. You're... Star Wars fantasy football clue is this for three keys. The namesake of the stadium home to the winners of Super Bowls 1 and 2 loses a bet and his ship in a game of sabacc.
Okay. Assuming this is going to be Lando Calrissian. Now, what fits with that? You know, I should know who won Super Bowl 1 and 2.
Yeah, you should. It would help right now.
Oh. Really? Are you looking for Lambo Calrissian?
Lambo Calrissian is correct. Bears fan over here, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a Bears fan, and I'm like, I should know. I'm like, oh, no, it was absolutely the Green Bay Packers. That's one of the reasons we have the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, Lambo Calrissian is correct. Hey, guys, if you need me for fantasy football names, I'm here all day. You just let
me
know.
I may have to use that one in the future because that's pretty damn good.
Thank you. Well, you have more keys than I care to count. What do you want to do with them?
Let's go to the Pop Punk 3 key.
All right.
This one out of the way.
Pop Punk 3 key question is this. They got flack from purists, but what band's look and sound in The Young and the Hopeless turned eyeliner and spikes pop punk into a pop culture fashion movement?
Yeah, that changes it completely because that's Good Charlotte.
That is Good Charlotte, yes. You have not missed a question yet, Jeremy.
All right, well, finish off the three keys. Let's go with the MMORPG acronyms.
Acronyms. Here's the next one. OSRS.
Ooh. OSRS. I know I've seen this. I know I've seen this acronym a lot.
Yeah, it is one of the big ones.
Oh, okay. I had to go off the RS part of this. I think RS is RuneScape, so it'd be Old School RuneScape.
Old School RuneScape is correct, yes.
Which they changed the name of at, it was just RuneScape until they started releasing all the new stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's fine. Let's go to MMORPG acronyms.
Let's see if we get a perfect score in this category. FFXIV.
Have definitely played a lot of this one all the way through, was it Shadowbringers? Haven't really played it since. I like the story, though, so I played through the story and kind of get off of it every time they do a new expansion. But that's Final Fantasy XIV.
Final Fantasy XIV. I would have been heartbroken if you knew Final Fantasy but got your Roman numeral wrong, and you did not. That is correct.
Well, it could have been 11 with this category, but XIV had to be 14.
I'm glad you knew your Roman numerals, and I'm glad you have not missed a question yet, Jeremy. You know what? I'm rooting for you at this point. Easy questions, hypothetically, are on the board. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go next?
Let's do Star Wars Final Fantasy names.
And you mean
fantasy football names. See? I see FF, and that's where my brain goes.
Yeah, well, that category's done, so get fucked. It's not that anymore. Star Wars fantasy football names, your two key clue is this. The first name of the running back for the Eagles, who is likely to go first in many drafts this year, is the master of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ooh. This is bad because I've already drafted in one of my drafts, and I don't know who the running back is that's going to go first, but it's going to be something with Qui-Gon or Jyn somewhere in there. So, and the only Jyn I can think of is a quarterback. It's Ginshu. Well, we'll just say it. Qui-Gon Ginshu, even though I know that's not right. I can't come up with anything on this one.
Unfortunately, for the first time in the game, yep. Jeremy, I'm going to have to take your keys away, and there are a lot of them, so my pocket is jingling. This is Saquon Jin.
Oh, okay. Oh, Saquon Barkley. Oh.
Yeah, Saquon Jin.
I overthought it, and I was trying. I was like, Qui?
Yep.
Oh, dang it. All right. Okay. That's fine. Funny. At least it's the easier ones. I can still get back into these.
Yes. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go to the Pop Punk Unlocked.
Pop Punk Unlocked. Your question is this. After Dookie blew up, Green Day solidified the genre's mainstream credibility in 2004. With what album that redefined them again, proving pop punk could tackle politics as well as personal drama?
Actually got to go to the CD release party for this in Chicago. And
what?
It was at the Vic Theater in Chicago, which is a very small club, maybe like 750 to 1,000 people max. The only way to get in was to win tickets to the Green Day American Idiot release party.
Wow. First of all, wow, that's fucking awesome.
They played the entire album beginning to end storyteller style, where it was they stopped at each song and kind of talked what it was about, and then they played like 3 hours of old stuff.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Well, that is a memory that cannot be reproduced, and that is also the correct answer. American Idiot. Jeremy, you've recovered from the miss in Star Wars fantasy football names, and you have a lot of options with this key. What do you want to do next?
Let's do the pop punk one key.
See if we can also get a perfect score in this category like MMORPG. Your question is this. Bands like Blink-182, Newfound Glory, Sum 41, and Good Charlotte. Isn't it interesting how this tied all them together and it was the last question you asked?
It is.
All rode the wave of what company that sponsored Warped Tour in the late 90s?
I went to many of those as well. That would be the Vans Warped Tour.
That was the Vans Warped Tour. That is correct. I didn't mean for those to... Listen, actually, now that I think about it, that was a mistake. And I'm so glad that that was the last question in the category.
Oh, that's great. Like, say those names again. Let me take some notes. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. I'm saying, totally kidding. I literally wrote those questions independently, like a different day as that one. And now that I'm reading it in front of me, like, damn, I just gave him all the answers. All right.
Good thing I did that one last then. All right.
Yeah, for real. Two keys. What do you want to do with it?
Let's knock out that video game two key.
We're game of the year-ing it. Your two key question is this. A 2017 game of the year was part of what franchise that debuted in the United States in 1987 and most recently released a game in 2023?
One of my favorite games of all time is Link to the Past. That's The Legend of Zelda.
Is correct.
Yep. Breath of the Wild would be 2017.
Breath of the Wild won Game of the Year. What do you want to do?
Let's do the Star Wars fantasy football names for one key.
I hope you've liked this category, by the way.
Oh, I think it's a great category, and I'm kicking myself about Saquon Barkley because my team name in one of my leagues last year was Saquon D's.
Yeah, no, then you should kick yourself because you should have got that.
I should have. And that's the second time I missed a Saquon Barkley question, by the way, like in the past year.
Your one key clue is this. The award won last year by Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels will perhaps this year be awarded to someone 7 feet tall and covered in thick fur.
The only trophy I can think of is the Lombardi and the Heisman. And I know there's others. What's the other Wookiee's name? Oh, I'm going to lose my Star Wars card to Tim here. He's going to pull it on me.
Yeah, Tim's going to be pissed.
But no, Heisman's... oh my God, I'm losing my Star Wars card. Why can't I remember this Wookiee's name? You know what? I'm not going to pull it, and I'm not going to like make this last forever. So we're gonna go back to the last one and say the Min Chewbacca.
Jeremy, it was Jaden Daniels' first year in the NFL.
Yeah.
So what could he have won?
Rookie of the Year?
This is the Wookiee of the Year.
Oh, I was looking for a character name. Oh my God.
Someone.
Yep.
This is the Wookiee of the Year.
Oh, I overthought that.
Yes,
I overthought that so
it's
hard.
It's pub trivia.
Yep.
And no keys now, but I very confidently feel you're going to get to all your questions.
I think I probably should be able to, but let's just finish off that category.
Let's see what the unlocked Star Wars fantasy football names has. The NFL's most geographically northwest team changes its mascot to the creatures that live on the forest moon of Endor.
Okay. Oh boy, I need to like shake this off. Hold on.
No, actually, the Wookiee of the Year does kind of hurt. Move on. You got this.
The Seattle Ewoks.
The Seattle Ewoks is correct. Yes.
Oh my God. I'm like the Wookiee of the Year. I lost my Star Wars card, and I think
if you don't change
my pun card.
If you don't change your name in our fantasy football league to Wookiee of the Year, I don't know what you're doing. At this point, I might demand it.
I might have to do that before we end this call later. I'm gonna log in and do that.
You got one key, Jeremy. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
I'm going to go to the video game's one key.
All right. Your one key video game question is this. An HBO series starring Pedro Pascal comes from the same franchise as what 2020 game of the year?
That's The Last of Us.
The Last of Us is correct.
Amazing series.
You will officially get to every question on your board, Jeremy. It's just a matter of what order you want to go in and what score you're going to get. What's going to be next?
Let's finish my expert category, and then we'll all go downhill from there with these bonus keys.
The unlocked video game question is this. The third installment of what game series won Game of the Year in 2015? Not to be outdone by the massively successful Netflix series of the same name, starring Henry Cavill.
One was going up, the other one's going down in quality. That's The Witcher.
The Witcher is correct. The Witcher 3 won Game of the Year in 2015. And we have gone through expert categories. 18 out of 20, not many can claim that. So well done, Jeremy. And now comes my part of the game. What do you want to do next?
Let's just go right across. Let's start with Who in the World.
Who in the World? I'm looking for a stage name.
Okay.
I'm giving you all kinds of context. Instead of When in the World, I want a stage name for Who in the World. Here is your question. Born in 1907 is Marion Robert Morrison. What actor has become virtually synonymous with his genre of movies and has a nickname that is also the name of a university that is wildly successful in basketball?
Oh my God, why am I blanking? It's the Duke. Jeez. Give me a second. I'm literally pulling his nickname and I'm blanking on the actor's name. For some reason.
That hurts me, I'm not going to lie.
It hurts me too. Everybody listening is screaming at their radios right now.
No more than my brother and Brandon Fellows.
John Wayne.
John Wayne is correct. Well done.
I need a second to I'm going through the way he talks in my head. I'm like, I've seen a bunch of his movies. You say what you will about the guy, but he's dead, so.
A long time ago, by the way.
Yeah,
I didn't know a long, he died long time in ago. 79, I think. He's dead.
Yeah.
All right. You got it. What's next?
All right. National Blank Day.
You are recording and airing as of National Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Okay.
I wish you guys could have seen what Jeremy's face just did. He's like, fuck. Here is your question. It's tangentially related to one of your other categories. What anthropomorphic squirrel first appeared as a cute, innocent character in Diddy Kong Racing before being retooled into an unscrupulous and much darker anti-hero with a drinking problem in his own titular game?
One of the best N64 games ever. Conquer.
I can't believe you got that fast.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, anthropomorphic squirrel, where are we going with this? Oh, yep. Conquer's bad for a day.
Conquer is correct. Conquer the squirrel. And you're cooking. We're going to get to it. I'm trying not to get excited because the score is good. But whatever you want to go to, let's do it.
I'm just going across the board. I don't have any good strategy this, so before and after.
Before and after. Hey, we like before and afters.
I love before and afters.
Here's your clue. A declaration occasionally used when trying to describe the flavor of an unusual food, plus a Nabisco snack cracker introduced in 1964 that subjectively seems to cost way too much.
Hmm. Be like... Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
Oh, but what would that be? Because I know what the, okay. Now that's a cereal. I was need bunches of oats.
It's not a real before and after, but it's funny as hell.
Oh my God, I'm stuck on a Cheez-It or something like that. What's their peanut butter one called? I don't think I'm going to pull this. I can't think of, I can't name any snack crackers in my head now except for Cheez-Its for some reason. Nabisco snack cracker. What are those called? I think I'm picturing it in my head. I just can't think of what it's called. You know what? Just for the funny, side, we're gonna go honey bunches of oats.
It's not honey bunches of oats. That is funny as hell. It is tastes like chicken in a biscuit.
Oh, chicken in a biscuit. Okay. Yeah. Oh, tastes like chicken. Got it.
Chicken in a biscuit. Probably the best.
I forgot that was a thing. I don't think I was ever going to pull that.
Dude, it is the best cracker out there. It is so good. But it is also like $6 for a normal box. Like, it's stupid. All right, Jeremy, which one do you want to tackle first? In other words, save the best for last. What do you want to do?
You know, I'm still going to keep going down the line because Billboard Buster. Let's see where this goes.
I did honor your 1995 to 2005 punk question in the Billboard Buster. I just also extrapolated it to your own categories. But here is your question following that line of thinking. What band with one top 10 hit on the Billboard Top 100 has a lead singer that introduces herself in concert as her first name, her last name if you're feeling nasty?
Last name if you're feeling nasty? And this is
she always says, my name is blank. It's blank if you're feeling nasty.
You know, this is going to be bad, but I can think of one female-led pop-punk band just off the top of my head right now. And I've never seen them live, and I really, really, really want to. And I'm going to guess Paramore, and that's Hayley Williams.
It's hi, my name's Hayley. It's Miss Williams if you're feeling nasty. That is correct.
I love them, and I just have never gotten a chance to see them live.
Well, now you know what to expect when you do, because she's going to say that. Stormy trivia.
All right.
Jeremy, something I think you should know.
Okay.
Definitively, you should know this. Ballet and absinthe are the subjects of the most famous paintings by what French impressionist who identifies himself as a realist? Yeah, well, I did my homework. That's right.
I'm not sure, but I'm gonna guess that maybe this is that Degas guy that I know. Some people call him Degas, but
Degas is correct.
Sorry, that helped my eye.
That help is courtesy of Sarah Calori, by the way, who is episode last week, and I asked her, hey, what's something funny that would be worth asking Jeremy? And she goes, he doesn't know anything about Degas or how to pronounce it, basically.
So, yeah, there's a whole story behind that. I was covering a game for Jay live in a bar. So I hadn't read the questions ahead of time. It was a very last minute thing. And I'm like, sure, I can cover tonight. Fine. So I go in there and I start reading the questions. It was something about like something, Degas, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like... And I caught myself afterwards. I was just reading it like I didn't know the questions ahead of time. So I was just reading. I'm like, oh, that's Degas. My bad. Like, but we had a whole bunch of friends in the bar. Have not let me live this down. This is over a decade ago. I have not been able to live this down.
Well deserved. Jeremy, what you can live down is that you got 22 points in lockdown trivia. And that is far higher than the average score. So well done.
Well, take it. Thank you. This is a great, great game.
I appreciate it. Jeremy, do you have anything coming up that you want to shout out? Any like general highlights you want to make? Questions, comments, hopes, fears, dreams, desires, things of that nature?
I'll just say this. I am one of the hosts on the PTE Network. Make sure you check out all of our awesome shows over there. Pub Trivia Experience, Boozy Bracketology, Draft Days, Verboten, Frenemy, Skillet Brew. There's a new one coming up, so keep an eye on that. If you're they should actually probably be out by then. Also, I guess if you're a Swiftie fan, keep an eye on that. Yeah, this is going to be way past when we have the SporkleCon recap that's going to be launching this week. But yeah, other than that, I always like to take a page out of something that Brian Nash says every time he does a shout out and just say, be kind to each other.
100%. Thanks for being on, Jeremy. You did very well. It was fun. I had fun writing your categories, and I can't wait to have you on in the future. All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Dalton.
Thanks again, Jeremy, for coming on. This was a very clean episode as far as Lockdown episodes are concerned. I had a lot of fun writing this. I knew a lot about these topics, and we just had a blast. I do think the one thing maybe that could have been an improvement was the Good Charlotte question, where I initially left out a key part of that that took him to Good Charlotte. And when I asked him, he did not know really what all I was talking about, because I described every pop punk band that ever existed. So just be real specific when it comes to things that are all very similar. Make sure you use a strong identifying component that says, that's what I'm talking about. When I fixed my question, he got Good Charlotte, and it wasn't supposed to be a high key question. So he should have absolutely got that. So it was a blast. And beside that, the only lesson from this episode is be specific, guys, especially with a genre like pop punk, where everybody has a disagreement on what that actually means. Make sure that you can stand on objectivity, because subjectivity does not work in pub trivia. Our bonus question for this episode comes from the Star Wars Fantasy Football category, and it is this. A dark quote from Star Wars Episode 3 may also be the final score for a team if they scored 8 touchdowns, converted every point after attempt, and 2 safeties. While you're thinking of that, I want to thank Jeremy one more time for being on and invite you to be on your own episode in the future of Lockdown Trivia. Season 3 has been recorded. Season 4 is going to be the tournament. Sign up today and you can be part of Season 5. I appreciate your guys' support so much. As always, you can check out the Venmo and Cash App in the description of each episode. And tip your host. Trivia is more fun when I have the caffeine to write questions and the beer to enjoy asking. So please support that. And thanks, Jeremy, one more time for coming on. I had a blast writing your name. The correct answer to this bonus question, something to the effect of this answer, is execute order 66 points. New episodes every Wednesday morning, so check back each week for some more fun. In the meantime, I cannot wait to continue to write, continue to learn, and continue to unlock your brains one key at a time.
It's an interesting concept, and it's a fast listen. I may ramble because I just do that sometimes and make this longer, but I like it because you can get through a couple episodes in a drive depending on where you're going, and it's fun. It's like, I was thinking, I think it was Carmella's episode, where I was like screaming at my radio because she had a lot of my expert categories, and I'm like, yes. How do you not know Chrono Trigger? I love you, Carmella. I'm not making fun of you. It was the one where I'm like, Chrono Trigger. And then
she got a redemption on Tangents.
Yes,
she
I did. I was going to say, it. She did get it. She got it on Russ's podcast. I was listening to that the other day, and I'm like, oh, you got it. Yes. Holy crap.
I just spilled soda all over myself. Holy shit. What am I doing?
Well, don't do that. I will just take a sip of my soda in
You give me like 30 seconds to get my life together here.
You're good.